Today we are sharing in the fourth message in my sermon series entitled, What's a Christian to Wear? To date we have considered the belt, the breastplate, the feet, and this morning we consider the shield. Next Sunday we consider the helmet, and then finally we will conclude the series with the sword of the Spirit. Now, if you have not been here for the first of these three messages, they are wonderful, they are soul-stirring, they are exceptional, and they will encourage your heart. And so, please go to my podcast. You can access that either on our church website or through my podcast. The link is there on the church website. For everyone who is listening at home by either CD or the podcast, welcome to this time at St. John's, and may you be blessed and strengthened through this Mother's Day message. Well, I have found that Hollywood is in love with strong women. That's what I have found out. Whether it is Katharine Hepburn or Jane Fonda, Uma Thurman, Mariska Hargitay from Law & Order SVU, or Megan Boone from The Blacklist, there is something enticing to this generation about women who can not only think and feel, but who can also kick a door in, brandishing their sidearm in hot pursuit of a fleeing criminal. Wow. You see, gone are the days of the Bond girl. Seductive and vulnerable, perhaps even stupid or a little bit silly, women used merely as a convenience, money pennies, fantasy frustration to get 007 to take her seriously, that's all gone now. No, now Hollywood wants strength and independence from its women. Yes, they can be emotional, but rarely are they allowed to be needy. Now, outside the fantasy world of Hollywood, strong women can still be looked at as being, well, kind of out of place. Although the sexist saying of a woman's place is in the home, played to perfection by June Cleaver in Leave It to Beaver. Now, if you're younger than 60, you're probably missing that part of my message, okay? Or perhaps Laura Petrie of the Dick Van Dyke Show. That saying, woman's place is in the home, has all but faded from the postmodern psyche. Strong women have been around for quite some time. There is the Helen of Troy, a mythological woman deemed in ancient Greek literature to be the most beautiful woman in the world. Hers was the face that what? Launched a thousand ships. That is, her abduction by this man called Paris was said to be the reason for a fleet of 1,000 ships to be launched into battle, initiating the Trojan Wars. How would you like to be so drop-dead gorgeous that 1,000 ships would go into battle to rescue you? That's pretty powerful literature, as well as being very romantic, wouldn't you say, ladies? Yeah. Then there was also a woman who wasn't a myth at all. She was a battle warrior, and her name was Joan of Arc. Joan wore armor just like the men did. She led the French to several important military victories over the English during the 13th century at the tail end of the 100 Years' Wars. She was eventually caught by the English, tried, found guilty, and burned at the stake at the tender age of 19 on May the 30th, 1431. Angelina Jolie's Tomb Raider couldn't hold a candle to Joan of Arc. And here at home in America, we have Amelia Earhart. She was an American aviation pioneer. She was the first woman to fly across the Atlantic Ocean Think of her there in her cockpit, flying across all of that water. I think she fancied herself to be a woman who didn't like other people telling her that she couldn't do things just because she was a woman, you know? I know this because she was an early supporter of the Equal Rights Amendment. She joined the faculty of Purdue University in 1935 as a visiting faculty member to counsel women on careers and to help inspire others to have a love for aviation. Biblically, also, strong women abound. Whether it was Hannah in 1 Samuel chapter 1, who could not conceive, and when she begged God for a child, the deal was that if she gave birth, she would give her child away to God. And when in answer to her prayer she did conceive, she handed him over to Eli the priest to serve the Lord. And her son was named Samuel, which means God has heard. If Hannah could get God's ear, so can you and I. Samuel was the last of Israel's judges and one of the first great Old Testament prophets. He anointed both Saul, King Saul, and King David to become kings all throughout Israel. Now that's strength in Hannah. Giving your child to God, but never being able to fully have your child all for yourself because he's dedicated to serve God in God's temple. And Hannah in the Old Testament becomes a prototype for Mary, the mother of Jesus, in the New Testament. She also bore a son. We call him Jesus. And Jesus was never entirely Mary's own either. As we look at women of strength who also became mothers, there emerges a defining character trait that can be easily observed. Is it learned by mothers, or is it some kind of innate reflex? I'm not sure which. And that trait is that mothers are often our shields. They are our shields, yes. Now, I'm not talking about SHIELD of the Marvel Comics or movies fame, which stands for Strategic Homeland Intervention Enforcement and Logistics Division. I had to look that one up, my friends. No, I'm talking about your moms, yours and mine, being shields for us. How many of us have ever watched the news and they are interviewing the mother of, say, a convicted murderer, and they will put the mother on camera and she will say of her son that has been convicted of murder, "That's my baby, and I still love him no matter what." We have all had moments in our lives where our mothers have been our shield. Can I get an amen? Amen. When they have protected us from harm, either the harm that we'd inflict upon ourselves or the harm that others would inflict upon us. St. Paul calls the shield in the armor of God of Ephesians chapter 6 the shield of faith. And what mother has not had faith in and for her children? What mother has not uttered a silent prayer before the Lord in the wee hours of the night on behalf of her child? Could there be any stronger faith than the shield of a mother? I mean, this is the same chapter of Scripture, after all, in Ephesians chapter 6, that opens by saying, "Children, obey your mothers and your fathers in the Lord, for this is right." But for Paul, this shield can do something that is quite amazing. Oh, yes, this is not your bargain basement, everyday average shield that you would, you know, rent from the costume store for Halloween. It's not made out of plastic, my friends. Oh, no. This is the shield of faith. And St. Paul tells us that it can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. If mothers do engage in protecting us, if they do act as a shield in our lives for all that would hurt or harm, is she not acting in a spiritual capacity on our behalf? When we portray women as strong, and mothers in particular as having strength, are we not saying that they are acting and behaving as God would act towards His children? As the Roman soldier moves the shield around his body in different defensive positions, protecting himself from the deadly arrows flying during battle, are not our mothers also moving about in our lives, keeping her eye on all that might cause our spiritual death? For mothers don't just fight for our lives, they fight for our hearts, they fight for our souls. It's true, mothers can become distracted tending to the house, although they ain't going to be doing any of that today. They can be distracted by tending to their home or to their husband, their career, the cooking, the laundry, their smartphone, or even the family calendar. But threaten her, child, and you will never see such a force unleashed on all of humanity to protect her vulnerable children. Indeed, our mothers even encourage us to take up the shield of faith. Just keep on believing like Hannah. Keep on believing like Mary, and God will never let you down. Today, we celebrate that must-have piece of armor in the armor of God, the shield of faith. And today, we celebrate all the many ways that our mothers shield us from harm, help us to hold on to hope, and affirm that love always wins the battle. Love always wins the battle. God has given each of us the shield of faith. Let us use them. God has given each of us our mothers. Let us honor them and cherish them. Amen.